I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Ah. I'm doing my drinky drugs.
Drinky drugs.
Drinking drugs. Smoking drugs. We had a meeting for at Domino's yesterday into Indianapolis to discuss
the
Obamacare health plans. Apparently, part of the implementation of this dumbass healthcare system that we have is that you have to have a meeting and you have to have a person handhold you through the informational packet that they give you. Like, there's three plans you can choose from. Oh, sorry. I mispronounced scams. There's three scams that you can choose from.
Jason, it's going to work for everything.
Levels of coverage. And then it's funny, when we come out of the meeting, everyone, of course, at the store that I work at is like, oh, damn, Obama. Screw that guy. And I have to point out to everybody, you know that the literature, the wording in this whole healthcare plan was written before Obama, and he just was the last guy to pass the baton on. And,
damn it, Obama.
And yeah, he gets the blame for just all the batons that he's been handed and passed on. So super fun. But yeah, I had to go
tiny
up to
lines.
that meeting there, and it was a big ass waste of time. And it's stupid. You have to, they can't just hand you the information. I mean, to be fair, if they just mailed that shit to me, I wouldn't read it, but I would have opted out anyway.
exactly why they wanted to.
No, but that's the whole point, is that they make you sit through the meeting.
I know.
You have to sit through it before you can opt out. And I just opted out because it would be nice to have health insurance, but I just don't trust health care or health insurance right now. It's like, why, as a citizen, why do I have to go through and do the math on how much I make versus how much I want to protect myself from getting fucked up? Like, why is that a concern of mine? Like, if my government cares about keeping the economy running and keeping things productive, we catch more flies with honey. And once again, I don't know why you're catching flies. They're unpleasant, but you also catch a lot of flies with turds, so that comparison kind of breaks down. You probably catch as many or more flies with turds than you do with honey.
So you can be super shitty.
Yeah, super shitty analogy. So I just think that we do need what Sanders is basically talking about, which is like, hey, you're a person, right? All your organs work roughly the same as everybody else's. If you break a bone, go to a hospital, get it fixed, go back to work, continue being a productive member of society. Like, why?
Right.
Why is that not how it works? Like,
kidding right now?
That's why
people
I call these
so
scams.
Stupid, it's not even possible.
That's why I call these scams, because they're all the verbiage, all the numbers, all everything. It's just like the tax codes. It's not designed for us.
Yeah.
It's designed to benefit somebody else. And this is what it looks like at the cellular level to deal with an out of control bureaucracy that's just feeding itself decadent chocolates made out of misery every day.
So tasty.
Death. No, it's not death by chocolate. It's death to chocolate.
No.
Death from chocolate.
Death about chocolate.
Death about chocolates.
That's the one.
And well, speaking about dead chocolate, I just before we started read this thing that said that very misleading clickbaity. This title is over here clickbaiting, and it's obscene. It says that they're going to start resurrecting, quote unquote, the dead with stem cells. Here's the first paragraph, and the reason that people don't know how to use information, and then to put a finer point on it, they don't know how to use words. They don't know what literally means. Here's the first paragraph. BioQuark, a biotech company based in the United States, has been given the go-ahead to begin research on 20 brain-dead patients in an attempt to stimulate and regrow neurons and literally bring the patients back from the dead. No, they're not dead. They're brain-dead. That's totally different.
It is.
It's way different.
You can say bring them back from the brain dead.
Or bring them back from brain death or something,
yeah.
But brain dead is not dead. Dead is, that's, and then they, like, you see comments on it, like, zombies, it's like, no, it's brain death. It's just regrowing the thing that makes them so they can't think. Like, That's not nearly as science fiction as the title implies. And I know it's clickbait, but then it's like, come on, like, the story's already sensational enough. Can't you report it accurately and then not use the word literally to mean the opposite? Especially in a heady subject such as this. I understand if you say, oh man, my son literally threw a football over the school. It's like, no, he didn't. Or actually, he could have done. Literally threw a football 3 miles. No, he didn't. That's what I would say to that. But I would expect that kind of sentence to come out of a face butthole like that. To just shard out right there. You know, not making a lot of sense and not being all too pleasant.
Are we talking about Trump again?
Disrupting things in general. We could be. Yeah. I don't know how much he brags about his son throwing footballs, but...
No, you just said brain.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, you have to... That was a rickety bridge that you built to that joke.
I didn't mean to build it.
You're like, hey, I got this bridge. It's a couple pieces of balsa wood. You families want to come out here on this bridge? And then
they don't want to come on the bridge.
There are a couple of of tourism accidents, unpleasant, and we had to close down that bridge you just built.
No one liked it. I have the best quote I wanted to share here.
Oh.
Nelson Mandela, he said it.
Are you sure he said it? Where'd you see that he said it? It could not be a quote from him. There's a lot of that going around.
He said it because the internet says so. Jason, what more do you need?
I'm sorry, I didn't know that you had read it on the internet. I just assumed it had come from a book or your imagination.
Oh, fine. Anyway, the quote says, "The more informed you are, the less arrogant and aggressive you are."
Tell that to scientists and scholars.
I know, right?
Like, I don't think that holds true with everybody. I think if you really think across the spectrum of humans...
No, they know. That's what's fun. This is fun.
Maybe, but I don't know. I think that it's just, maybe they think they know or they just don't know how to use what they know. That seems to be the problem with most, I don't know where people get their opinions wrong.
Yeah, yeah. They just get so strong and angry.
Exactly. And dumb. They just get dumber.
Yeah.
They just go to Happy Nations and get themselves a shovel. Start digging themselves a dumb hole in the ground. Their own butthole. That they can just sit in.
Just sit.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's like a butthole. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, see, now you see that I had a purpose for all of that.
Did you see Mom's New Kitchen?
Yeah. Lady
it's
Violet.
Pretty much the Lady Violet. Oh my gosh, she's so... I forgot. You always forget how tiny they are. Mm. But when she literally weighs only ounces and her tiny, tiny, tiny skull is like fits in like a cup of your hand, it's pretty.
And her body is like two skulls in size because her skull's so big.
She's so little. Like, she doesn't literally ounces. Like, it's.
Yeah.
When you pick her
Mom
up,
Mom needs to get home with that thing before it gets any heavier.
She's not going to get that much bigger. I think Mom's coming home on Friday. But, she is sweet. Her coloring, I just sent you a picture of her like on my shoulder. She's so tiny. Like, you can't really fat. It's hard to
just
really get how tiny she is.
Yeah, put her next to a dollar bill or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Did you do that with your boys? You did that with a $5 bill with Felix and Burek the Jurek Jr.?
Probably a $500 bill, but you know, whatevs. It's like.
Okay. All the
money. Yeah. You know, I just pulled it out of my fat stack of all the cash that I carry with me on the reg.
24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so sweet. And her meows are so tiny. So tiny.
You gotta record those. And then mix them with, like, the recordings of your kids cooing or something, if you recorded that, and then just have that as, like, a sleep pattern that you just sleep to. I had the most amazing dreams about a kitten-baby hybrid.
She makes some funny sounds, too, and it's funny, like Mom was talking about, watching her hop in the grass, because the grass is taller than she is able, and she was, like, trying to bound over it, and then she ended up just hopping like a rabbit.
She found the system that worked best for her.
I know, and then she mews when she does it, she's like, And you're just like, oh my goodness. But really, it is impressive that something so diminutive can have a heart, feelings, personality. It's just like, wow.
Wow, wow.
Wow. She is darling.
Mm, well.
Oh, until you see her, you're just going to die.
Well, that would be a good way to go. That would be nice if, like...
I was thinking that when I was flying back from Seattle. I was like, oh, if I die in a plane, that's pretty cool.
No, like if,
That's how I tell myself.
Yeah, I mean, that. Even that, going back to the Sipcast on a private jet, it's like, I died on a private jet. It's like, oh, sweet. That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
No, but, like, if there was a way, like, Logan's Run style... If the way that they snuffed you out when you turned 60 or whatever was that they just put you in a like if literally the human brain was wired such that you could be adorable to death, then it's just like if someone just put like there was like a lethal dosage of kittens capable
it
in humans.
It does sometimes feel like something is so cute that you could.
Yeah,
it does.
Wouldn't
feel
that
like
be
that,
nice if like we. If we executed criminals that way, just keep on placing kittens.
They don't deserve to die happy.
On their body until they succumb to the feels, and then their heart just explodes with
that's like
adoration for kittens.
That's like Renee. We were shopping like last week or something. She had to find two dresses for special occasions, and we were shopping, and she goes out of nowhere. She's like, I kind of figured, she goes, I'd like to meet a bear. She goes, but then I realized it'd be so much fun because I guess if you go to like Japan, it's like $400 and you can like cuddle like baby pandas. I'm like, absolutely, sign me up. And then she's like, her biggest fear is getting Alzheimer's and like not remembering. So she goes, if I don't remember the people that I love, I want you guys to take me out into the woods where there are bears so that I can run to that bear and hug that bear. Before I die, I want that to be the last thing I do. And she goes, and then I can be bear poop. And I would love to be bear poop.
I don't know. That sounds real nice right now while she's cognitively with it. But if you think about it, from her perspective, she's like, why are you people dragging me into the woods? Who are you? Oh, my God, it's a bear.
Yeah, but she might remember that she loves bears in a minute. Because it's like hugging like a teddy bear.
No.
Like
I mean, even she admitted, I mean, at some point, a teddy bear doesn't, begin digesting your bones. So.
Yeah, but if she don't know no better, then,
She's going to run up and try to hug the bear, and the bear will probably just eviscerate her on the spot. So, she might not
don't
make it to the hug.
Don't pick apart. I know, she said she wants it to, snap her neck so it's over.
Don't
but
pick
then
apart
she can be bear poop.
Bear prey corpses. Like owl pellets, bear pellets. That's not how bears hunt. Bears aren't cats. They don't break necks. Bears eat things alive.
She
couldn't have chosen a worse predator. Like, because bears are herbivores.
We won't, stay and watch.
Bears are herbivorous, primarily.
And so they stay to, see
they eat berries. They're blueberries. berries eating berries.
Babies
having babies. Berries eating berries.
Yeah, that's not as bad.
So they don't you don't have to kill a plant before you eat it. You just eat it. So they're not trained they're not trained predators. So literally they would probably, if she's lucky, eviscerate and bleed her out. Cause otherwise it would just be an unpleasant death. Probably taking at least a few minutes before, you lost enough blood to lose consciousness. Cause they're not cats. People when a cat hunts things, they have an instinct to break the neck, except when they're playing with it. But like tigers and lions, when they're actually hunting for food, they snap the neck because it's easier to handle, because it stops all the writhing, and also it's painless. So it's kind of a nice little present for both parties. But I don't think Bear, you really I think Smokey and whatever that guy from Baloo from the Jungle Book or whatever. Was that his name? Am I making up a thing?
Baloo the bear?
Yeah.
From the Jungle Book? Yeah.
Like, those bears give us a false sense of relatability.
They're so friendly and they sing with you, though.
Yeah, they're very huggable. And all the teddy bears.
I thought they were.
And the baby bears. But bears are, have you ever seen, I'm going to talk about this, look up a hairless grizzly bear. It's like the most terrifying thing you've ever seen.
It is. It really is.
It's just pure muscle and hatred.
Ah!
Like, I know those things, they really are frolicsome and playful, but only to, like, with cats, only to things that, you know, regard playful or get playfulness from them, because otherwise they get shit done. They murder salmon. They just eat whatever they need to. Yeah, I think wolves are similar.
I still feel like we won't tell Renee. Because I think in her mind it's an adorable conversation and she still likes the idea. Now,
yeah, I'm not sure how healthy that is, but let's stop. Okay.
Okay, so I was in Seattle this past weekend visiting with Hannah and Aurora. It was a very quick trip. Anyway, it was lovely. Well, we were waiting for the ferry to head back to get me back to the airport, and in front of us in line, a guy had this white Fluff-a-Muffins. This dog was so precious, and we went up and asked if we could pet her, and her name is Maya, and she was assimilated, and she was so darling, and her little ears, like, when she turned, they're really short, but very, like, robust and fluffy little, like, puffums. Oh, she was so cute, and I guess they don't smell like dogs because of the special oils in their fur, and so she wasn't stinky, but she felt and looked like a teddy bear. A white, pure white teddy bear. I'll have to send you a picture. She was so cute. She really, you know what she did? She stole my heart.
Oh. My.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to send you a picture.
Looked at medically.
She said, I know. How am
it's like
I
that
still
dog was like that. Was like that, witch doctor in Indiana Jones tearing people's hearts out and throwing them into lava pits. Oh, Nam Shiva. 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 Oh, Nam
Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh,
Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam Shiva. Oh, Nam
You're dark.
All the subtlety, like, everything's about murder porn and stuff, and there's no subtlety in it, so it's just some good old-fashioned mind-fucking is what kids could use these days.
That's what that is.
Yep. No,
well, yeah,
good.
I guess it's a little different than the Avengers.
Yeah. Or, well, Saw 5, which is, you know, technically in the purview of your children, too. At some point, they'll watch one of those and be like, oh, yeah, whatever, that's not that bad.
Mike Ken hopes not.
But at a certain point, they're just going to, like, literally there's going to be, like, a Saw movie where jumping a shark is involved in one of the comeuppance, and then it's just going to be like, come on, guys. It's like you jump. It's like, will you jump over the shark, or will you succumb to your own weaknesses and fall into his jaws? And then just a guy, like, tries to jump a mini scooter over a shark, and then he doesn't, and he just, I'm bit in half. Saw 5. who saw this coming? Who saw this coming?
Oh my goodness!
I don't know.
When the jokes come.
Yeah, it's an hilarious romp.
And hilarious.
No, they stopped. I think that English stopped caring if you say "an" or "a" hilarious, because it was too much of a stumbling block to have to just say.
It is. No one can.
Like "an historic" and all that, "an hysterical." And hysterectomy. I mean, I suppose that's grammatically correct.
That's so true. I never thought about that, but I think now we need to. We owe it to ourselves.
I'm just looking at adorable kitten pictures here. That thing is tiny.
She is so... And then when you hold her, I just take me back to when we met your kittens when they were babies. Mm-hmm. You call them furry jelly beans.
That was from that meme where it was like I asked for minions from Satan and you give me furry jelly beans.
I know.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
He's like, take them back.
Yeah, these are not murderers yet. Give it time.
They'll be ready.
Yeah, they're little murder sprouts. The murder sprouts.
Yeah, these are murder beans. You just have to plant them.
Yeah. That's awesome. I want to rewrite Jack and the Beanstalk, but with murder beans now.
No. I don't think that's a good idea.
That'd
what
be
have I
so
done?
Metal. It's like instead of a growing a beanstalk into the sky, a portal just opens up into the ground. A portal to the other side. And you jump into it. And man, that's rife for, you know. That's a twist on an old classic.
You have to be ready for that, yeah.
get Jack in the bean hole, Jack in the butthole. He gets some murder beans and opens
what
up the butthole.
Buttholes? Oh my goodness! It's a
theme.
So fascinating for
it's
you.
It's thematic. I opened a butthole into a parallel universe with my murder beans, and that's maybe we're in the butthole. We're on the other side of beyond the butthole.
Beyond the butthole. That sounds like a good movie.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a good
like
pornographic movie.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
No, because I don't want to know what's beyond it. It's not. Ooh. Ah,
well, you don't.
It.
It's not for everybody.
No, it's not.
A select audience of fiscally responsible.
Oh,
folks.
Jason.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to paint a vivid picture with my fists.
Stop.
So, Jack and the murder beans. No, I like this. We'll clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get theme music going.
We'll sleep on it. We'll give it up a day or two to think about. Get some wet wipes.
Oh God! Why is it poop buttholes murder?
I think we just named our episode and also the second worst law firm in existence: poop buttholes and murder.
We will not get anything done for you.
No. We're just constantly battling lawsuits against our name and how it's offended different minority groups.
I know.
Like a law firm that exists entirely to offend and defend its offend and defend its offenses.
And build fences.
It's just and build fences with like is 10 fences deep. A moat of fences.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like you just if you need to get in, just crowd surf over the fences. We got a system in place.
We got enough for you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
There we go.
That's terrible.
It is. It's the worst. I find it offensive.
Well, you can.
So what you were saying is that you took a trip. And the fairy guided you to a fluffy dog that was actually a teddy bear. It sounds like you did yourself some drugs there. I think you might have.
It was Washington State.
I think Hannah might have slipped you some of her ancient tribal drugs or something like that.
Well, she is a little Indian.
Yeah,
well,
she,
okay,
literally, she is a petite Indian.
Although it was really okay, so she went to school, and so I dropped her off, and I used her car to go downtown. Well, there was still some time before but I was done walking downtown
some
and
peyote.
Trying all the gluten free breads and the French, going to the French bakery and trying.
Is this
their
peyote gluten free?
Oh, is that okay? Honestly, so then I went. There's a little like lookout point where I could see all of Seattle, and it was the most like 76 degree. Sunny, gorgeous day. And I walk out to take a few pictures at this point, and I'm like, what is that smell? And because I'd walked out and I'd seen some guys smoking in a car, and then I realized they were smoking pot from when we were smoking, and I'm like, Jason, why are you so stinky? And you're like, it's the pot, because it smells like a skunk to me. Well, I was like, oh my gosh, that's right. I'm in Washington. They can just like pull up to a lookout point or a park and just have at her. It was my first experience, because you've been to Colorado and Washington and all that stuff since it's been legal. So I'm like, oh, wow. They could just, all right. They're just going to
rip it and rip it, bro.
Rip it.
You want to go hiking? Let's get stoned.
Yeah.
So it is weird.
It is. It's a little
just having bros trucking around. I mean, there are some, you know, gray areas public smoking and things like that, that they're probably skirting some laws. But yeah, for the most part, people just, you know, show up at parks and stuff, and then weed smoke is wafting over your family.
It is strange. Like, huh. The smell is so, so pungent. Ooh. I'm not a fan.
You notice your kids getting a little extra talkative, and you're like, what the fuck? This
why
is messed
they,
up.
Why are they so calm right now?
I don't think that, well, that's a good, I might have to start blowing weed in their faces. Now, children, this is called shotgunning, and it's a little healthier. So, open your lips, okay?
Gross. I've still never done a drug. I'm good.
Hmm.
I'll let you do enough. You do enough for both of us.
I do. I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do to accomplish there.
Well, you did it.
I'm doing it. It's not a, something that you accomplish, Katrina. Oh. It's something that you strive for.
Oh, success.
Success and contentment. You don't just get it someday and put it on a shelf and then go sit down. You're always getting it. You're always after it. You get up off that couch and you go get that success.
You go get that.
And you put it in a jar and then you watch as it fades from that jar and you're like, well, where'd my success go? It's gone. Stop worrying about it. Go get some more.
I'm fresh out.
I'm fresh out of success. Fresh out of ideas, honey. I'm fresh out of honey and ideas, honey. You go get some success, and while you're at it, stop by the store and get some honey, honey.
Get some Tostitos.
Yeah. Get some honey, sweetie, and some Tostitos, baby. We're out of those. Oh, yeah, good callback. I forgot about that. We're out of Tostitos. I need those. This is the other half of the conversation.
We're half out of salsa. Can you get that, too?
Hear me muttering in the background.
Damn it.
Isn't it funny, Wendell?
I'm trying to peer into the sunset and have an emotional moment here. I'm crying and clenching my sphincters.
I'm linking. Well, that's like, okay, so girls, we have this struggle, people who have hair, that when you have shampoo and conditioner.
You hair havers.
That, like, you run out of shampoo, but you still have conditioner left. So you buy more shampoo, but then you have a full thing of shampoo, but have to go get more conditioner. There's never that balance. I think that happens with, like, bags of tortilla chips and salsa. Like, you'll have a whole bag, but be left with a half jar of salsa. And then you buy another bag, and then they're like, oh, shoot, I'm out of salsa. And I think it's just, there's these things that we struggle with. It's so first world.
Well, I think there was that, like,
So exhausting.
I forget which movie it was from, but the thing where you get hot dogs in packs of 10, but buns in packs of 8. Something like that.
Yeah, they changed that, I think, because that was really frustrating.
Someone finally corrected that grievous error.
The imbalance was just so, like, jarring. It's like you can't even, like, move forward.
It was like that thing that where if one car slows down a little bit in traffic, it causes a no-collision traffic jam. It's just, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal. But that little bit of,
it does.
You know, it just caused, you know, just society to become.
One person pulled over to the side. It's like, oh,
in fact, I would actually blame those extra two hot dogs, you know, mostly for, you know, the prevalence of gays. If you think about it, it's probably that because there's just extra wieners, and then people get ideas about that. They start thinking, well, what can I do with extra?
I don't have enough buns.
There's not enough buns for these wieners. What can I do? And then
that's so gross.
It's just obviously from there it devolves into. And to just, you know, a bunch of people having sex with whoever.
I have a hot dog. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, you got a hot dog, bro, and I have one.
Oh, my God.
It's all kind of that thing. And then here we are talking about Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. Well, yeah, we're not allowed to talk about Bruce Jenner because he's dead. And they're going to resurrect
dead.
His...
He's dead, don't you understand?
They're going to resurrect his... Bruce Jenner with stem cells.
When you said resurrect, I thought you were going to say resurrection. And then wait, erection?
Resurrection. Yeah,
erection.
That's what, maybe they'll do that with, like, you know, guys like Hugh Hefner, instead of Viagra, it's like, we're going to resurrect your boner.
It's
we
so
call
epic.
It a resurrection.
Resurrection. It's really thoughtless.
Yeah.
To say it. It's not as easy, but it still has some impact.
Yeah, our name is actually res space ellipses space erection. Resurrection, bro.
Dude, back up. Oh, speaking of that, are you going to see the new Keanu movie?
Keanu? Oh, the comedy from Key and Peele?
Yes, it looks so good.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. As opposed to Zoolander 2, which looks like it sounds like
good things. And I had the chance to watch it on the airplane, and instead I purchased to watch Sisters for $6.
Yeah.
Zoolander 2.
I hear it sounds like it's very, very bad and it's going straight to digital and, like, it's one of those things where it's like you had more than a decade.
You had
access to money and paying good writers. You had access to the best comedic stars from 10 years ago.
You really did.
And this is what you put together. It's amazing when stuff like that goes so... Like, that's not... I mean, I know comedy is some of the hardest to pull off, but when you're talking about that kind of comedy, like, please, those jokes are easy to write. It's just nonsense. Like,
well, yeah. Like, are like, you just not funny anymore?
A gasoline fight? That was, like, one of the funniest things in that first movie, and it doesn't make any sense. They just had... It's nonsensical, but, like, you can't write that. You can't write a new gasoline fight. It's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous, is what it was. It's sad. But Keanu, I heard that Key and Peele actually wrote that before Keanu starred in that movie where Keanu was that guy.
Yeah. I so know. They're so talented and they don't get enough. I mean, they get like, their show and stuff, but they don't get enough credit.
I think part of it is, I think it's half that they're black and half that they're two guys.
That's true.
It's like for some reason... Like I don't know, the same way that I think Chappelle was kind of a cult following and then he became more and more and
that's
then ultimately
true. True.
Like his he was mainstream, but like is at the beginning it was very, I don't know, edgy and the mainstream wasn't as into it. And I don't know if I think that the pie is too segmented now and the fact, but they are like the funniest comedians on the planet right now, probably.
Yes,
like
so
just
funny.
Between the two of them and just their
and
improv.
He used to be on Mad TV. I love that.
Yeah, no, there's some talented motherfuckers there, and I want to see Keanu because that I heard it's funny.
Oh my gosh, it looks so funny, and involves a tiny kitten. When that kitten has that little black like head wrap and the chain,
we need to chains.
We need to put that on Lady Violet and see if she can rock some do rag and some chains.
Or you could at this point, you should make like or find a necklace that's or just like. Paint gold a little basket that holds Violet and wear her on a chain necklace and then put chains around her neck.
Oh, yes.
So it's like you're wearing
inside of an inside. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you're wearing a chain cat necklace wearing chain necklaces and then there could even be like a smaller little cat figurine in her necklace.
Well, and we actually named her
and your
after-
name is Cat, so, you know, it's funny.
So cute! We named her after because Mom loves Downton Abbey and the lady, Lady Violet, the grandma.
Every time I hear about the origin stories, I don't like the name quite as much, but it's still a good name.
No, it's lovely because they have all those like 1920s like feathers, and that's what her little whiskers, because she's black, but her whiskers are white.
And her chin is white.
I know, and she looks all feathered. It's so darling. She really, and she's feisty. That's why we picked the name, because I'm like, which character on your show is feisty? And she's like, oh, Lady Violet.
Which Sex in the City character are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm obviously a Carrie.
I don't know any of other names.
You're a Samantha.
Oh, totally. I'm such a bitch.
God, and you're so sex hungry.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We have to leave in like 9 minutes, but listen to this. I have a funny story. Okay. So, there's no sinking feeling for the scientists who inadvertently gave the world Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
In fact, they're buoyant. So the leader of Britain's Natural Environment Research Council said Tuesday that it's the Name the Ship competition, which drew global attention when it was won by a jokey McMoniker, was an incredible success. So I guess they're keeping it. They're naming... Wait, what? They won money? Oh, no. Parliament's Science and Technology Committee grilled council officials about the contest, which invited the public to help name a new £200 million, which equates to $288 million.
Yeah,
it's a research vessel named Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah, so wait, they actually did go with it?
Yes, they did!
Well, because they tried not to. They were
I
like,
know!
When the contest ended, they're like, come on, no. We're not gonna. And then everyone's like, no, you said, we voted, you do it. You didn't get to make the rules change.
This
we had
is better
a deal.
Than Trump, don't you see?
They're probably going to turn it. They're going to like just like give it a nickname, though, and actually spray paint that on it. Instead, it's like technically on its birth certificate, which birth certificate is spelled. Hold on. Birth certificate is spelled B-E-R-T-H certificate. But on its birth certificate, yep, was Bodie McBoatface, but it goes by Boatland.
Boatlandia.
Botunda, botiferous.
Botrice.
While you were talking,
what
I was just
Botrice. Instead of Botrice.
Yeah, Botrice. Botrice Flotsam. Wake up, Botrice Flotsam.
Get over here, Botrice.
Yeah. That's good. That's
Quit
a good name.
Quit swimming over there. Quit playing with that dinghy. and get over here.
That's a powerful, proud name. Well, whilst you were talking, I saw on the face page mm-hmm. how another one of those things talking about how cool introverts are.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know if it's introvert, and then there's like, I think that the like with peanut allergies and a lot of other things that they're the introvert, and like introvert is the new nerd maybe, or the new co-opted nerd, because I feel like there's a lot of people who really like to identify as introverts because it's a thoughtful sounding existence. It's like, oh, you're deep, you're introverted,
like
you're always
intrinsic kind of thing.
Yeah, you're always just thinking, and there's always something going on inside your head. That's why you're so inept at dealing with people, because you're just so good at dealing with thoughts. And it's like, I see more and more people latching on to this identity, and I just wonder if there's like a new class of folks that, I don't know. I mean, people are thoughtful. You can't help but be with more things to consider, but
yeah.
I think it's more antisocial programming mixed with normal human brain wiring. And then also a weird thing, just specifically with the memes that show up in the introverts, is it's always a hot person that they put in their photo. So introversion always is tied to beauty and like physical health and all that. Like, it's a weird vanity is what I guess I'm getting at.
It is morphing, because it was just like a delineation between, you know, different types of personalities. Like people who are extroverts, it's so easy to be outgoing. And then there's people who want to remain private. And then in trying to define and give more of a, well, define, but giving more definition to that type of person and giving them almost the, you know, like I said, the permission to be separate and safe and quieter. It's like, it's okay. That's just the way they are. You're right. Yeah. Now people are identifying as it and then being like, see, I'm so cool.
Well, and then they'll go so far as to call themselves like extroverted introverts. That's like a term now too, where it's just like,
isn't that a silly little paradox?
It reminds me of like conscious uncoupling. It's like, you're just a bipolar asshole at getting a divorce. Let's not say you're an extroverted introvert getting a conscious uncoupling.
You keep changing your mind.
Yeah, and you're just a person who thinks about things sometimes, and then the rest of the time you talk about things. That's not an extroverted introvert. That's and just the fact that it is terms, it's terminology coming at you, like it's coming from a place of identification via labels, is just it speaks to the culture that most of the world has become. It's just it's identifying. Identifying with what? With a label, with something where it's more like...
Well, yeah, they're trying to name everything now. They're trying to literally give a name to this and a name to that, and so people feel comfortable with how
think
they
about
feel.
It. Yeah. What we did with music, and that's what science does every day, so I guess such is the folly of man, as we try to define things in a universe which is defined by chaos.
I feel like you need to insert like thunder and lightning.
I feel like I will, or something oppositely ironic and stupid.
Oh, like the other day we were watching America's Funniest Videos, and it was destroy a snowman. Like, that was the whole thing. You just destroy a snowman. And there was one, you know, they went through like, oh, I'm going to run into it with a snowmobile, or oh, I'm going to jump on it from a roof or something. And then someone, you could hear the crackling of like a tree about to fall, and then it's falling, and then it just misses the snowman. And then it ends. It was like, that was so much funnier.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The snowman's like, huh? No, he was.
Yeah, no, it zigged when you thought it was going to zag.
It's the best. It really is the best.
It's great. It was great. I wish that you all could have seen it.
I'm sure it's online.
You all probably can. Yeah. And there's a new, someone redid the Roadrunner in 3D. If no one's caught that, you can go check out. Like, I think there's only one, maybe there's a couple, but new episodes of the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote in 3D.
That's
it's
cool.
Pretty cool. It is cool. It's
that
nice.
Would be nice, because, you know, it really does feel like they're in a multi-dimensional world, but we only experience it in one dimension.
One of the various dimensions. I bet that there is so much more depth to those characters. I would like to follow them into their lives.
I would. And I would like to have a Broadway show about them.
Well, that can go along with like just like with that, and exploring like how Wile E. Coyote came to chase the Roadrunner and why he is incessant in his chase. We could also, that reminds me of my docuseries, my reality-based docuseries, Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas?
Where we follow the underground world of Oompa Loompa trafficking and the human trafficking, the Shanghaiing, the Shanghaiing.
Is it a Shanghaiing in the West? Donald Trump is obviously the father of all of them.
He's obviously Donald Trump was a Oompa Loompa, is an Oompa Loompa plantation owner, and it's quite apparent that he's had sex with some of his slaves. And mix the gene pool.
Yeah, he just needs to make his hair green. Has anybody done that yet? Made his hair green?
I don't think so. He will literally look
just like
and put
him next
white
to
overalls
him.
On him.
Jason, get on it and do that, and then we'll do a side by side. It's obvious. We need to make sure that we have to point out these plantation owners.
Obvious.
If we want to end Oompa Loompa trafficking, we have to put it mainstream, and we have to draw attention to it.
Yeah. That's true.
We have to start somewhere.
Well, and we have to promote my docu-mini-series, my gritty docu-mini-series about many people. It's a mini-series about many people.
I know, I was just going to say that. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's so riveting already.
It's a little insider trading, but I would say invest in self-tanner.
Get ready.
Definitely get ready for that.
Buy some white overalls. It's happening.
It's going to be great. But no, I seriously think that would be a good show. Like, you could just employ a whole bunch of Mijés.
Mijés are always looking for
and
work.
Tell the story about, like, Oompa Loompas and how they've been enslaved and they're living on plantations out. And like, there's some remote tribe of dwarves or something.
Oh my gosh, we could actually make this. If we had any money, we could literally just find people who would do this. Like, it's so easy.
Well, I think that's called being the person who would do it. I think you got to do that thing. In my experience,
to get money.
You got to be like a person who does stuff. At least driving the project forward. I doubt that anybody would lend this project its proper seriousness and levity and seriousness again, as it deserves. Because these are beautiful and majestic people who have been undervalued in our society.
Obviously, and there's a lot of suppression. We're trying to stop that. This is very serious.
Candy makers wearing overalls and playing pan flutes.
Yeah, everyone thought it ended when Willy Wonka stopped, but it didn't. It continued, and that's the scary underground.
It's our culture to consume and discard. And so many poor souls have just been shat out.
We start with shat, we end with shat.
Yeah, out of a butthole. The Oompa Loompas. Oompa Loomps.
Oompa Lumps.
Yeah. So I would like to make it. I should start writing.
The Filipino version, Oompa Loompias.
What?
Filipinos, they make these little rolls. They're called lumpia. Oompa Loompias.
Oh.
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Yeah, me neither.
It makes it better. You don't get it. Oh.
I mean, and then when you explaining the joke, it makes it twice as funny. So
there are people out there who will get it immediately. They'll love it with me.
Our Filipino audience is just lighting up.
Filipino. He said Filo. Like Filo, no.
Filipino. It's a guy. No.
He's a guy.
Yeah, Phil. Old Filino.
Oh, good old Filino.
Yep.
Filo, no.
He's a solid MF-er.
Oh, he sounds like that. Okay.
That guy, a fine head of hair.
Oh, man.
And an all-around good guy.
Oh, boy, and how.
He'll never show up to a barbecue empty-handed. I'll tell you that much right now.
Plenty Olympia.
Phil Eno.
Okay, can you stop this? I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, for some reason, I didn't even do anything this time.
I'm sorry, I know.
It's like, is there just a timing thing? Like, is there just a string in your back? Like, your kids come by and pull, and then just... Yeah, and then like an hour later, it takes a long time. It's a long draw in, but then it hits, and then you start giggling.
And then
like
I'm done. And then I go take a nap.
It's like It's like in a Rick and Morty one episode where a character thought that someone was laughing at him. It's like, no, he's not laughing. He just makes that sound every 20 seconds.
That's true. Oh, no, that's you? Me. I'm so automated. Oh, my gosh.
You're the human laugh track.
Yeah. I'm not even like of my own, you know.
I laugh on an algorithmic math. I like the Greenwich Mean Time. Yeah. I operate on that clock and just regularly on intervals, I laugh based off no external or internal stimuli. Yeah. It's just Old Faithful.
And but sometimes it works, and sometimes it's very, very poor timing. Yeah.
Old giggles.
Yeah, old giggles. That would be
awesome if you did have a hole in the ground and instead of spewing water, it was just like...
like laughter.
Started laughing.
Oh, God, this is like giggles. It's my purpose.
Starts like just shooting, shooting juggling batons up in the air. It'd be so silly.
I sound awesome. All right, pinch this off. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Let's Lord.
Pinch off this geyser. What a mess. All right, 5, 4, geyser, 3, 2, girls are 1. Yeah.